Mrs. Bar. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, all my best to you. I'm so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The envelope, please.
Mingo.
The Oscar nominations announced in Los Angeles last hour, and Emilia Perez, about a transgender drug lord, leads the pack with 13, including a nod for Best Picture. CBS Entertainment reporter Matt Wolf.
Emilia Perez was the little film that could, right? It's avant-garde. It's gorgeously shot. It's got a blazing soundtrack, too, and it's got this super compelling, you know, timely sort of story.
Another musical, Wicked and the Brutalist, get 10 nominations each.
Welcome to America.
Among the snubs, Denzel Washington for Gladiator 2, Nicole Kidman, Baby Girl, and Conclave's director, Edgar Berger. The awards will be handed out in Los Angeles on March 2nd. A new wildfire exploded overnight north of L.A. Correspondent Jonathan Vigliotti is in Castaic.
While some residents armed themselves with garden hoses, others were wasting no time in leaving.
It's pretty scary, and I'm not going to take the risk. I'm going.
Idania Perez is one of more than 30,000 residents ordered to evacuate.
My brother just lost his home over in Altadena fire, and now I'm like, oh, my God.
A federal court in Seattle is set to hear the first legal challenge to President Trump's executive action on birthright citizenship today. Berkeley Law's Erwin Chemerinsky.
The judge is bound by Supreme Court precedent, even though it's one from 1898. So I would expect the judge to rule very quickly and to rule against the Trump administration issuing a preliminary injunction.
An update on the 7 San Antonio police officers shot when they responded to a possible suicide call. KENS-TV's Sarah Duran.
The suspect, a man in his 40s, has been confirmed dead. 7 SAPD officers are in the hospital this morning. 4 of them have non-life-threatening injuries, but the 3 others we are still unsure of.
Ford is recalling more than 250,000 SUVs and trucks because of defects. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
It's a defect in the manufacturing of the 12-volt batteries in certain 21 through 23 Bronco Sports and Mavericks. While this is a safety concern, Ford has no reports of fires, accidents, or injuries. Dealers will inspect the vehicles and, if needed, replace the batteries.
5 NFL stars are in the running for the AP's Most Valuable Player Award. Saquon Barkley, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Lamar Jackson, all finalists. Burrow is also in the running for Comeback Player of the Year. Winners will be announced February 6th. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A light dusting in some places, a little bit of a pileup in others. Some snow came down overnight, but a warm-up is in sight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000-square-foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Bucks and the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks flew back today after getting snowed out in New Orleans last night. Their game against the Pelicans to be rescheduled. Tonight, they're at home against the Miami Heat. The Bucks have 13 games left before the All-Star break, 9 of them on the road. At 24-17, can they hold on to that fourth place spot in the East? Damian Lillard.
We got to be there mentally. You know, we got to be engaged. We got to be disciplined, and we got to be together.
NFL former Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson held his first press conference as the new head coach of the Chicago Bears.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league, having competed against them for the last 6 years. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards as the season ends here. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' Ben Johnson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Timeless hits, WRJN, and a little something. See what I did there? From the Beatles on WRJN.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. Style that shows me. Don't want
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Two girls for every boy. I've got a 34 wagon and we call it a Woody. Third city, here we go. You know it's not very cherry, it's a goldie but a goodie. Third city, here we go. Well, it ain't got a backseat or a rear window, but it still gets me where I wanna go.
Speed into the wind. You don't pull a mask off that old lone ring. your dome mills around with Jim. I don't do that. Well, out of South Alabama, come a country boy. Sit looking for a man named Jim. I am a pool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack. Got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim.
Local news. Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you're ever at trivia and they ask, what was Jim's last name? And I don't mean Croce. I mean the guy he sang about. He was Big Jim Walker. Okay, there's your trivia for the day on WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Stand by. Stuart J. Waddles with a news update coming at the bottom of the hour, as always, on WRJN.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheatre.org. Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair, designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that. Weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
Hits WRJN. This song got the Stones in a little bit of trouble back in the day. Let's spend the night together? Gasp. Stones stirring the pot. WRJN.
Don't you worry about what's on your mind, woman. I'm in no hurry. I can take my time, woman.
Chop, 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 oh man.
Let's spend the night together.
Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together
now.
Mama.
Oh, mama, 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 mama.
Let's spend the night together.
But now I need you, mama, need you more than ever, woman.
Let's spend the night together.
I'm satisfied.
Mama.
You're every need, woman.
JN. As promised, here's Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine-based company is growing in Franklin. Modine is set to open up a new 153,000-square-foot facility in Franklin. It's said to be dedicated to producing thermal management systems for various vehicles and equipment. The expansion is expected to create 200 full-time jobs within about 5 years. In a statement, the Franklin mayor says the development is a great win for the city. He's highlighting a $1.6 million tax incentive program for the company. A retired four-legged law enforcement veteran has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of retired canine Nitro. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix served the department for 9 years. The office says during his career, Canine Nitro took down bank robbery suspects and hit on large amounts of illegal drugs. Sheriff Schmaling says the dog's contributions to the Racine County Sheriff's Office will not be forgotten. And a Racine brewery may open back up across the street. Littleport Brewing, which recently closed its downtown Racine location on 3rd, may find new life in the historic Wiggly Mill building. The owners of the brewery posted earlier this month that they had to close due to financial challenges. A post this week says the Littleport proprietors are now exploring the possibility of relocating to their riverfront property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 13.
Timeless Hits, WRJN, with the Four Tops. They were from Detroit, so they were probably all Lions fans. WRJN.
I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. We can't go on
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin for over 98 years now.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. There's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something I'd get down on my knees for you.
Never fight. You can't dance and stay uptight.
My baby does the hanky panky. Baby does the hanky panky.
Just kind of FYI, this coming Friday, all the planets, including Earth, are going to be aligned in a straight line. This happens once every gazillion years, I suppose, but it's a rare event, and it happens this Friday. Will there be a bad moon rising? See what I did there? CCR on RJN.
timeless favorites. WRJN.
Someday, soon, he's gonna be one day. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kaffin. A familiar and frightening scene is unfolding north of Los Angeles. The fast-moving Hughes Fire has tens of thousands out of their homes or under evacuation warnings. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
Hundreds of fire crews are here on the ground battling the flames in remote canyons. You also have aerial attacks still being conducted, even in these high wind conditions. 30-mile-per-hour wind gusts really fanned this fire. It began yesterday morning in just a matter of 2 hours, exploded in size to more than 5,000 acres.
Strong winds are expected through the day. Forecasters say Southern California could get some rain Saturday. In a Fox News interview, President Trump threatened to withhold federal disaster aid for fire-ravaged L.A. unless state leaders change the approach on water management. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes tells us the new administration has put an early focus on the southern border.
There's a new executive order that calls for 1,500 troops to be sent to the border to supplement the 2,500 who are already there. And now sources tell CBS News the new administration is thinking about dispatching a much larger military contingent to help seal the border.
Border agents have been told to deport migrants entering illegally without granting asylum hearings. In Seattle, CBS's Heather Bosch reports a federal court hears arguments on the Trump move to end birthright citizenship.
It would prevent President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship from taking effect until the matter is settled in court. Washington's among several states challenging the order, which ends the practice of granting babies born to non-citizens in the U.S. automatic U.S. citizenship. State Attorney General Nick Brown.
One man cannot simply erase what the meaning